Hi, this is Tammy Cummings with the Washoe County Sheriff's Office Community Relations Section. This is Audio Press Release 1300059. Sheriff's Office participates in Teddy Bear Drive for victims of sexual assault. The Washoe County Sheriff's Office is taking part in the Crisis Call Center's drive to collect donated teddy bears for victims of sexual assault during the first week of June. The Crisis Call Center provides support to victims of sexual assault in Northern Nevada through the Sexual Assault Support Services. One small way that we can provide support is to offer a teddy bear to the victim, Sexual Assault Services Program Assistant Elaine Thomas said. We need fuzzy, cuddly bears that are at least 1.5 or 2 feet long, and they should be new or very gently used. The Teddy Bear Drive takes place from June 3rd through June 7th. During that week, donated bears may be dropped off at the Sheriff's Office at 911 Parr Boulevard. A collection box is located in the public area of the Sheriff's Records Civil Division just off of the main lobby. There are additional drop-off locations as well. Smith's Grocery Store at 1255 Bering Boulevard in Sparks. Smith's Grocery Store at 175 Lemon Drive in Reno. Smith's Grocery Store at 750 South Meadows Parkway in Reno. And Achieve Fitness at 600 South Center Street in Reno. And CrossFit Initiative at 9410 Prototype Drive in Reno. The Sexual Assault Support Services Advocacy Team provides immediate crisis intervention services for survivors of sexual assault, their family members, and their friends. The SAS program can provide information regarding medical treatment and reporting to law enforcement. They're also available to assist with referrals for financial assistance and long-term counseling services. All services provided by the SAS program are free and confidential. Other crisis call center services include confidential 24/7 services provided by the Suicide Prevention and Crisis Hotline and the Nevada 211 programs. All services provided by Crisis Call Center are free of charge and available to anyone in the crisis situation. For more information, visit crisiscallcenter.org. Thank you.